You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Welcome again to our online worship service. Thank you for joining us. We are on our fourth week of our series. Last week, ang pinag-usapan po natin that God is so intimate, that is why He really fought for His relationship with His people. Kaya nga pinag-usapan po natin, di ba, yung kanyang jealousy, yung kanyang passion for His people. And today naman, pag-usapan natin is the flip coin of that, the flip side of that same coin, no? Pag-usapan naman po natin ngayon that God is not only intimate, but He's also infinite. Ibig po sabihin, kakaiba po siya sa atin. And that is what we want to talk about today. So let me read to you from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 hanggang 7 po. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. I hope that you have your Bibles with you or in your devices. Paki-open lang po sa Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 hanggang 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. Above Him stood seraphim. Each had six wings, with two He covered His face, and with two He covered His feet, and with two He flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory." And the foundation of the threshold shook at the voice of Him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away, your sin atoned for." Let us all pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for today. Thank you for your word and ask, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would minister to us, that you would open our eyes to see who you are and who we are. And Lord, that we would respond in worship and adoration and repentance and obedience. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord and our Savior. Amen and amen. So there are a few things that we wanted to look at this verses of scriptures we read, today, no? Hindi po natin ito iisa-isain verse by verse, but I'll just look at some of the points na makikita po natin dito sa verses na binasa po natin to really show to us yung goal po nung sinasabi natin dito na yung holiness ni God. Bakit po ba trustworthy si God today? Paano po natin malalaman that He is trustworthy? Well, we will look at His character. Okay, yung pong kanyang nature, yung kanyang attribute na sinasabi po natin holiness. Ngayon po, minsan pag iniisip po natin yung holiness, ang minsan na pumapasok lamang po sa ating isip, eh ito po ay holy, si God holy, banal siya, sa Tagalog, banal. Ang iniisip lang po natin na banal si Lord, eh siya ay malinis, wala siyang dungis, wala siyang dumi. Pero, meron pa pong mga ibang bagay ibig sabihin pag sinabi po natin na banal si Lord. And that is what we want to talk about. Kasi po ito yung nakita ni Isaiah in this particular vision. Okay, ito po yung nakita niya. At dahil doon po sa nakita niya, pagkakita niya sa Panginoon, naging iba rin po ang kanyang pananaw sa kanyang sarili at siya po ay tumugon sa tawag ng Panginoon. At yan po ang aking goal for today. I hope and pray that our eyes will be open to see who God is and that we will be able to see who we are in light of who God is, and then we will come to the same conclusion that Isaiah had. And that is to worship God and to obey His word. Ay yan po ang ating pag-uusapan today. And so, makikita po natin, unang-una po, yung pong description ng mga seraphims when they were crying out, when they were saying to one another. Okay, ano po ba yung seraphim? Seraphim is a heavenly creature. Ang ibig pong sabihin nila ay mga creatures of flame. So, ibig ko sabihin, talaga pong kamangha-mangha po itong creature na ito. And yet, sabi po nila ito, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Ano po bang ibig sabihin? Pag sinabi natin that the Lord is holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Ang ibig mong sabihin yan, He's transcendent. Ibig mo sabihin, siya po ay above and beyond us. Okay? Ibig mo sabihin yan, He is eternal in His glory and dignity. He is supreme. Okay? He is unspeakable in His loveliness. He is spotless in purity. He is splendid in glory. Pure, matchless. Yan po mga ibig sabihin niya. Unique that no one else and nothing else can even come close. Ibig po sabihin, He is cut above the rest. Okay? Pagka po pinagsama-sama natin lahat ng mga gandang bagay at lahat ng mga magagandang tao, pag pinagsama-sama po natin, they will not even come close to the beauty and the splendor of God. Ganun po si God. Ganun po siya kakaiba sa atin. He is altogether glorious, unequaled in splendor, unrivaled in power. Ito po yung nakita ni Isaiah when the, you know, when the seraphims were crying out. Ang sinasabi po dyan, He is inexhaustible. He is immeasurable. He is unfathomable. Eternal, immortal, and invisible. Interesting, invisible, pero nakita siya ni Isaiah. No? Pinakita ng Panginoon yung kanyang glory kay Isaiah. Pinakita ni Lord. Ito po yung tinatawag natin na God's otherness. Ibig po sabihin na si God po is far and above us. Hindi po natin siya kapareho. Yes, we were created in this image. No? Meron po tayong parte na ganun. Pero minsan po, kailangan din natin maunawaan na si God po is separated from us. He is so far and above and beyond us. He is separated from His creation. He is independent of His creation. Si God po mag-exist kahit wala tayo. Pero tayo po, hindi tayo pwedeng mag-exist kung wala si God. He is pure and clean. He is full of wisdom, full of power. He is so beautiful. Okay, He is so beautiful. Kagaya po ng sinabi ko kanina. In other words, He is really nothing like you and me. Yun po ang nakita ni Isaiah nung nakita niya yung vision na ito. Nakita niya na hindi niya kapareho si Lord at hindi tayo kapareho ni Lord. Ganito rin po yung nakita ni Job. Okay? Nung nagmamarunong si Job, kung makikita niyo po in the Old Testament, before the book of Psalm, meron pong story sa si Job, no? Kung saan nagmamarunong siya kay God. Kasi hindi niya maintindihan yung mga trials at suffering na dinadanas niya. So, kinu-question niya si Lord. Ang dami niyang tanong kay God. And then all of the sudden, in chapter 38, si Lord na po ang nagtanong sa kanya. At nung nagtanong si Lord sa kanya, nagtanong si Lord sa kanya, hindi na siya makasagot. Dahil nakita niya kung sino talaga si Lord. Kaya minsan, okay, kaya minsan po kailangan din nating maintindihan na si God po hindi po natin kapareho. Para po yung pag-worship natin kay God, mas iba. Di ba minsan kasi, ang alam natin, masyado tayong FC kay Lord. Yung feeling close ka na masyado kay Lord, na masyado ka ng familiar kay God. Na masyado na tayong familiar kay God. Na minsan, kaya natin pwede kang mag-worship kay God habang may iba kang ginagawa. Or nagiging yung multitasking ka while you're worshiping the Lord. Pero nung nakita ni Isaiah ito, hindi eh. Yung focus niya na kay Lord lang. And he saw how powerful this God is. Minsan po, kailangan nating maunawaan na si God, hindi natin kapareho. And that is why yung focus po talaga niya ay nag-iba. Nakita niya kung sino si Lord. Kumbaga, nakita niya na si Lord talaga ay kakaiba sa atin. And that is what it means. Okay? Yung po ang goal ko. Ang goal ko po, maunawaan natin ito. Na si God ay kakaiba po sa atin. At ito po yung naging response ni Isaiah. Sabi niya sa verse 5, okay? Woe is me! Woe is me! O ibig po sabihin sa other translation, I am undone! Patay ako! Okay, basahin po natin yung verse 5. Sabi ni Isaiah, and I said, woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Kapag nakita po natin si Lord, nakagaya ng pagkakakita ni Isaiah, ganito rin po ang magiging response natin. Ganito rin po ang sasabihin natin kay Lord, Lord, woe is me! Okay? Patay na ako pagka nanatili ako sa presensya mong ganito. Sa pag nakita kung gaano ka kabanal, kung gaano ka kaayos, kung gaano ka kagaling, kung gaano ka kaganda, okay? Makikita ko kung sino talaga ako, kung gaano ka dumi. Okay? That is why Isaiah had that idea of saying, woe is me! I am undone! I am lost! Alam po ninyo, ganun din po yung sinabi ni Job in chapter 42, verse 5 and 6. Sabi niya, my eyes, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Kasi nga po, tanong siya ng tanong, nung pinakita ni Lord kung sino talaga siya kay Job, etong sinagot ni Job, "Now my eyes have seen you." Yan po ang panalangin ko. Na makikita po, hindi lamang po natin maririnig about God and about His holiness, about how powerful and how beautiful God is, but we will be able to see with our eyes how awesome our God is, and that we will worship Him, and that we will also be able to say, "Woe is me! Lord, hindi ako karapat-dapat humarap sa iyo." And that is why in verse 6 of Job chapter 42 says, "Therefore I despise myself and I repent in dust and ashes." Nung nakita ni Job yung kabanalan ng Diyos at kakaibahan ng Diyos, siya po ay nag-repent. Ganun din po ang nangyari kay Peter. Natatandaan niyo po ba si Peter? In Luke chapter 5 verse 8, kung saan si Peter naman, di ba, for the first time, nakilala niya talaga si Jesus. Pinakita ni Jesus kung kano siya ka-powerful. Nung inutusan siya ni Jesus na, "Sige, ihagis mo yung net on the other side." And to his surprise, he caught so many fish, okay, that day. And then when he came to Jesus, did what he said. And when Simon Peter saw this, again, it's so important what you see. It is so important that his eyes were open. And that is my prayer for all of us, that our eyes will be open to see who God is. And this is what he said. And he fell at Jesus' feet and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Kapag nakikita po natin yung kabanalan ni Lord, makikita rin po natin na marumi tayo at unworthy tayo na humarap sa Kanya. Kapag nakikita po natin yung kabanalan ng Diyos, makikita din po natin na hindi tayo karapat-dapat lumapit sa Kanya. And this ought to humble us. This ought to give us compassion as well to other people when we look at them. Na wala, you know, sabi nga ni Isaiah, "I live among people with unclean lips." No, hindi po siya naging mayabang. Hindi po sinabi ni Isaiah na, "Special ako, nagpakita sa akin si Lord." No, on the other hand, okay, ang sinabi niya, "Lord, I am undone." Parang yung sinabi ni Peter, "Lord, lumayo po kayo sa akin." Parang yung sinabi rin ni Job, "Lord, I repent." And when Peter saw this, okay, nakita niya, and when Isaiah saw the holiness of God, wala siyang naging holier than thou attitude. Na kapag tinitingnan niya ibang tao, nakikita niya yung hindi na okay siya, sila hindi. No, it's not like that. He actually was able to identify with the people that he lived with. He didn't say na sila masama, ako hindi. No, sabi niya, lahat tayo masama. Grabe, talagang kakaiba si Lord. Definitely, He's definitely nothing like us. He is infinite. He is transcendent. He is above and beyond us. Separated from us. He is cut above the rest. Okay, yun po ibig sabihin. And then when they saw that, sabi ni Isaiah, kalumus-lumus ang sitwasyon ko. Patay ako, Lord. Sunog ako dito. Diba? Sunog ako dito. I think dito po nang gagaling yung mga tao na ibang iniimbita natin. Naranasan niyo na po ba? May iniimbita kayo sa simbahan o sa church o sa Bible study o sa victory group. Diba? And then sabihin na sa inyo, "Ayoko mo pumunta dyan. Nasusunog po ako." Diba? And I think that comes from this idea na kapag lumapit ka kay Lord, nakita mo yung kabanalan ng Panginoon, talagang masusunog ka. Masusunog po tayo. Dahil napakakaiba ng Lord kesa sa atin. Pero ang tanong, paano na yan? Paano na tayo nalapit kay Lord? Paano na tayo makakakilala kay Lord? Paano natin siya mag-worship for who He is? Kung hindi naman pala tayo makakalapit sa Kanya, kagaya ng nangyari kay Isaiah. And I pray that we will be able to see it. Okay? Nakapagka Sunday worship talaga, makikita na, "Lord, iba ka. Hindi ako karapat-dapat na mag-worship sa iyo. And yet, meron pong ginawa ang Panginoon sa buhay ni Isaiah. Doon po siya binasa natin kanina. Okay? Verse 7. Basahin po natin yung verse 7. Sabi ng verse 7, latter part, basahin na lang po natin yung buong verse 7. "And he touched my mouth," talking about the seraphim, "and said, 'Behold, this has touched your lips, and your guilt is taken away. Your sin atoned for.'" Eh, ito po yung good news. Okay? Kanina, parang puro bad news, ano? Ha? Ganun kabanal, masyado si Lord. Hindi tayo makakalapit sa Kanya. And then now, here's the good news. Here is the grace of God in the Old Testament. Here's the gospel in the Old Testament. Minsan po, may mga tao nagsasabi, wala pong grace, wala pong magandang kagandahang loob ng Panginoon sa Old Testament. Puro law, puro judgment. No, 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 no. This is the gospel right here at verse 7. Ito po yung gospel, ito po yung good news, ito po yung gift, undeserving gift ni God. Para sa ating lahat. Unmerited favor. Ito yung binigay kay Isaiah na hindi siya deserving. Ito po yung mind-blowing twist in the story. Di ba minsan pag nanonood po tayo ng mga K-drama, ang dami pong mga twist. Pag nanonood po tayo ng mga movies, gustong-gusto po natin yung may twist. Ito po yung twist dito sa kwento ni Isaiah. Nung nakita niya yung kabanalan ni Lord na alam niya na patay na siya, wala siyang pag-asa na lumapit sa Panginoon at hindi siya karapat-dapat sa Panginoon, then there was this twist in the story and the grace of God appeared. Wow! Alam ko po, marami tayong ganyang kwento sa sarili natin, mga buhay, kung saan naranasan po natin yung mga gift na hindi po tayo karapat-dapat. And yet, God, in His goodness, in His grace, in His mercy, in His love, allowed us to experience that. Sa buhay ko po, nakikita ko rin po yan. Isa pong napakalaking pasasalamat ko sa Panginoon na binigyan niya ako ng pamilya. Binigyan niya ako ng asawa na may takot sa Kanya. Binigyan niya ako at pinagkalooban niya kami ng dalawang anak. Okay na, buti na lang, manang-manas sa nanay nila. And those are the kind of the grace of God. Pero ang pinaka-grace po na naranasan ko na hindi ako karapat-dapat, niligtas po ako ng Panginoon. E pinakita niya sa akin yung Kanyang pagmamahal. Kagaya nung nangyari kay Isaiah, nakita ko po, there was one time in my life, nakita ko kung gano'ng kabanal at kung gano'ng kahuli si God at kung hindi ako karapat-dapat sa harapan niya. And yet, because of His grace, He touched my lips. He touched my heart. Okay? Balik po tayo kay Isaiah. Anong sabi niyan? Sabi ni Isaiah, para maintindihan lang po natin lalo, bakit ganito yung reaction ni Isaiah, no? Kasi minsan pag iniisip natin, binabasa natin, parang sabihin natin, ang OA naman ni Isaiah. Bakit woe is me? Ang OA naman, no? Baka naman yun lang yung kailangan magandang sabihin at that moment. Di ba minsan ganun tayo? Minsan may mga ginagaya tayo, mga phrases, mga script, because ang sarap pakinggan. Pero maaaring OA lang, hindi totoo sa buhay natin. Tingnan po natin, bakit ba naasabi ni Isaiah yan? Para po mas maunawaan natin, no? Pagka kasi nakikita nila yung holiness ni God in the Old Testament, balik lang po tayo doon para mas lalo natin maintindihan yung good news na sinasabi ko dito, yung twist dito sa story. Alright? Meron pong kwento dito sa Old Testament kung saan si King David was wanting to bring the Ark of the Covenant to Jerusalem. Alam po niyo nangyari? Ito po ay tinutulak nila sa kariton yung Ark of the Covenant and then yung Ark of the Covenant nalubak. At mahuhulog yung Ark of the Covenant and yung isang lalaki, sinalo niya. Boom! Patay. Hinawakan niya yung Ark of the Covenant, which is so holy, that represents the presence of God. Ha? Para sabihin, ang unfair naman nun. Diba? And here's another one. Here's another story. Yung anak ni Aaron. Kasi by the way, kaya po siya nasunog yung namatay yung tao niya because he's not a priest. He's not allowed to actually hold on to the holy things of God. Ito pa, yung mga anak ni ano, ito yung mga priest naman, anak ni Aaron. No? Anak ni Aaron, they decided na magmarunong at mag-offer kay God ng offering na hindi katanggap-tanggap sa kanya. Alam yung nangyari? Dahil hindi nila sineryoso ang kabanalan ng Diyos, yung otherness ni God, boom, sila mismo namatay. And that broke the heart of Aaron. And then ito pa, yung pinag-uusapan po natin king dito, si King Uzziah in chapter 6 verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died. Okay? Ito po yung nakita ni Isaiah. Si Uzziah kasi isa sa pinakamagaling na king ng Israel. And during his time, ito po yung golden years ng Israel o ng Judah at this time. Napakalawak po ng kanilang boundaries at this time. Okay? During this time of history. And yet lumaki yung ulo ni Uzziah at ginawa niya yung trabaho ng mga priest at pumasok siya sa temple at nag-offer ng something and anong sinita siya ng mga priest. Nung sinita siya ng mga priest, alam mo sabi niya? Nagalit pa siya. At nung nagalit siya, boom! Hindi siya namatay pero naging leper po siya. For the rest of his life until the day he died, may leprosy po si Uzziah. Why? Kasi po, Ito yung hindi niya pagtrato sa kabanalan ng Diyos. Kaya nga po, sa totoo lang, kapag meron tayong ganitong background at nauunawaan natin kung bakit ganito yung reaction ni Isaiah nung nakita niya yung kabanalan ng Diyos, sabi niya, woe is me! I am lost! Para lang po lalo natin maunawaan na hindi po OA si Isaiah. Bagkos nakita niya lang po talaga na napakabanal at kakaiba ng Lord sa atin. Anong sabi ng verse? Your guilt is taken away. Your guilt. Okay, nilinis siya ni Lord. Naging karapat dapat siya, and your sin atoned for. Ibig sabihin, sinasabi ni Lord sa kanya, nabayaran na yung kasalanan mo. Binayaran ko na, yes, marumi ka, hindi ka karapat dapat, pero gumawa si Lord ng bagay na hindi kayang gawin ni Isaiah para sa kanyang sarili. At ito po yung picture, 700 years later, ito po yung gagawin ng Panginoong Hesukristo para sa ating lahat. At ito po yung kanyang ginawa 2,000 years ago para sa ating lahat. He died on the cross so that He could pay the penalty of our sin so that our guilt will be taken away, our sin atoned for. Yung po ang good news ng verses na ito. So itong pinakikita po sa atin ni Lord, no? The holy God makes unholy sinners holy. The holy God makes unholy sinners holy. God is supremely holy, but He is also a God who is supremely gracious. Yun po yung good news. Let me say that again. God who is supremely holy is also a God who is supremely gracious. Ito yung good news ng holiness ni God. Everything that this holy God touches becomes clean. Lahat po ng hinahawakan ng Panginoon na marumi, lumilinis. Kaya po, yes, hindi tayo karapat dapat sa harapan ng Panginoon, pero nung hinipo ng Panginoon si Isaiah at pinatawad ng kanyang mga kasalanan, siya po ay naging karapat dapat sa Panginoon. I cannot help but remember yung pong mga story na pinanood po namin ng asawa ko dun sa series, no, yung The Chosen, which is the story of the Lord Jesus Christ and His ministry on earth. Kung hindi niyo pa po napapanood, I hope you'll watch it. It will encourage your faith and you will see how good our God is. Ito po yung, there was one time, meron pong isang leper na lumapit kay Lord Jesus. Okay? Gusto niya magpagaling. Sabi niya, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Grabe po, grabe yung reaction eh. Grabe yung reaction ng mga disciples at this time, no? Pag tiningnan po ninyo, makikita yung reaction ng mga disciples. Gusto nilang lumayo talaga doon sa leper, pinalalayo nila at gusto pa nilang patay, bumunot pa ng panaksak para nang, because you know, during that time, kapag ka po unclean, kapag ka may leprosy ka during the time of Jesus, actually you're commanded to yell out that you're unclean so that people will have a warning and they will go as far away from you, because whenever you are unclean and you touch someone who is clean, they will become unclean as well. And ayaw po nila yan. Pero si Jesus, when this man came to Jesus, instead of Jesus veering away from him or going away from him, he actually came closer to the man and he touched the man and the man became clean. Grabe si Lord, di ba? Yun po yung grasya ng Panginoon. The holiness of God was imputed to the sinner. Okay? Because He's a God who makes unholy sinner holy. Hindi po naging unclean si Jesus, bagkos naging clean yung unclean. Ganun din po yung ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo doon sa woman caught in adultery. Ganun din po yung ginawa ni Jesus doon sa Samaritan woman at the well. Diba, nobody wanted to talk to her, and yet the Lord gave her a promise and made her clean. And ganun din po yung ginawa ni Lord Jesus dun sa demoniac. Because everything this God touches becomes clean and holy. Yun po yung good news. And lastly, verse 3, ito po yung sinasabi ng verse 3. And I want us to, you know, really dwell on this a little bit more. Not only is God holy, not only is He above and beyond us, and yet gracious. The Lord showed Isaiah something that I think will also encourage us today. Kasi po sa sitwasyon po natin ngayon, napaka-importante po na maunawaan natin yung sinabi po ng mga seraphim, yung second part ng sinabi niya. Balik po tayo sa verse 3. Okay, sabi po dito sa verse 3, let me read it to you. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. The whole earth is full of His glory. I just want us to focus on this a little bit more with the with the time that we have left. Okay, ano pong ibig sabihin when we say that the whole earth is full of His glory? This is not the only time na ginamit po yung word na full dito. Ginamit din po ito sa verse 1. Okay, kung saan sinasabi po dyan, the train of His robe filled the temple. And then in verse 4, the house was filled with smoke. Three times ginamit po yung word na full. Ibig po sabihin punong-puno, umaapaw. Okay, ng kabanalan, ng kapangyarihan, ng glory ni God, yung temple. And not only the temple, but the whole earth. Ano pong significance nun? Well, tandaan po natin, si King Uzziah namatay. Di ba, kamamatay lang ni King Uzziah, and when the Lord showed Isaiah this vision, kailangan po nilang tumuunuan. Kasi bakit? Kasi nga, magaling na king yung namatay, and they were ruling really well, and they were having golden years. Eh, paano na to? Namatay yung king. Sino nang mag-lead sa atin? Kaya pa ba nung anak niya ito? Okay, kaya pa ba niyang panatilihin yung ating tagumpay? And when you look at that, meron po silang inside threat dahil namatay yung king nila at meron din po silang outside threat. Okay, nandyan yung Syria wanting to overtake them, pairing up with their own people, yung northern kingdom, yung Israel. At nandyan din po yung Assyria. So may outside threat, may inside threat, and they are feeling overwhelmed. Okay, kasi nakikita na in the midst of the imminent threat, okay, sinasabi ni Isaiah, the earth, not just the earth, not just the temple that is filled with the glory of God, but also the whole earth, yung buong bundo po, buong mundo, buong, you know, punong-puno ng kaluwalhatian ng Diyos, ng kapangyarihan ni Lord. Ang sinasabi po ni Isaiah, hindi maaaring tabunan ng kadiliman ang liwanag ng Diyos. Hindi maaaring tabunan ng kadiliman ang liwanag ng Diyos. The earth was full of problems, wars, anxiety, conquering armies, death, uncertainties, fear, and sickness. And yet, Isaiah saw that the earth is full of the glory of God. Fast forward po natin sa 2021. Minsan po, sa tinitingnan po natin where we are right now, punong-puno po tayo ng pagsubok. Yung mga ospital natin punong-puno ng mga pasyente. Yung pong mga tao ngayon dahil wala ng trabaho, punong-puno ng utang. Maraming pong mga kabataan ngayon na punong-puno ng homework. And sometimes we feel na yung ating pong buhay ngayon ay punong-puno ng anxiety and uncertainties. At pag tinignan mo yung social media, punong-puno ng negativity. Pero nang pinakita ni Lord kay Isaiah at dineclare ng mga seraphims, the whole earth is full of His glory. May pag-asa po. Hindi po kayang takpan ng kalungkutan, kakulangan, karamdaman, at kahinaan ang presensya ng Diyos. And that is what I want us to see. I want us to see that the earth is not full of problems, anxiety, uncertainties. No. The earth right now is full of the glory of God. Full of the glory of God. Full of the power of God. Full of His presence. Hindi po natataranta si Lord sa nangyayari sa ating bayan. Minsan po nagkaka-worry na tayo kasi nandito na rin daw po yung Indian variant. Tapos yung ating vaccine, hindi naman mabilis yung ating vaccination program. And yet, I want to encourage you, the earth is full of the glory of God. He's still reigning. He's still ruling. And ito po, I cannot help but remember the story. Kasi po, yung story ni Elisha. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17, ito po yung storya na napalibutan na po ng mga armies yung kanilang pinagtataguan. And the, you know, the servant of Elisha was so afraid. And this is what he said. Okay, sabi dun sa verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, the army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. And oh no, my lord! What shall we do? Sabi niya. And then verse 16, don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Pero hindi niya makita. And that is why Elisha in verse 17 said this, Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened his eye and the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. That is the prayer of my heart for all of us today. That the Lord will open our eyes to see His holiness. That the Lord will open our eyes to see our sinfulness. And the Lord will open our eyes to see that the earth is full of His glory. That is my prayer. Ano pong application nando? Very quickly, anong application natin sa natutunan natin ngayon? Number one, we ought to worship God for who He is. He is nothing like us, and yet He is so intimate. Number two, let us pray that we will open, you know, that we will see our sinfulness, that as the Lord shows us how sinful we are, that we will repent, like Isaiah. And lastly, we will be able to say, like Isaiah said, and when the Lord said, you know, anong gagawin, you know, kailangan malaman ng mga tao yung magandang balita na ito, and then the Lord said, who will go for us? You know what Isaiah said? After he saw the beauty of God and His sinfulness and received the forgiveness of God and the salvation from the Lord, this is what he said, "Here am I, send me." And that is my prayer for all of us as well, that we will be able to say, "Lord, here am I, send me. Send me, Lord. Send me to be Your minister. Send me, Lord God, to be Your mouthpiece. Send me, Lord God, to show people that You are still enthroned in heaven and that the whole earth is full of Your glory. Send me." And I want to leave you with this thought. Yung otherness ni God. Yung trustworthiness ni God. Dahil siya ay holy. With this, let me leave you with this thought today as we end. The holiness of God will convict us of our sinfulness, that will usher us to our salvation and prepare us for our assignment. And hopefully we'll be able to say, "Here, my Lord, send me. Send me to this dark world." But we have to allow God to open our eyes to see that He is holy, that He is seated on the throne, and that the whole earth is full of His glory. I want us just to pray right now. Will you please just bow down your heads and close your eyes as I pray? You know, I will ask the Lord that He will open our eyes. Because that's what I feel, that sometimes kaya tayo na-discourage at hindi natin na-worship si God for who He is, at hindi natin na-trust si God for who He is, because hindi po natin siya nakikita kung sino po talaga siya. Let's just pray right now. Lord, thank You for Your word. Lord, thank You that You are trustworthy. You're showing us that You are holy. You are so far and above us and beyond us. And yet, You are so gracious. Lord, You're supremely holy and supremely gracious to us. And Lord, I pray that may You open our eyes to see today that You are seated on the throne, that You are so separated from us, that You are not surprised with what is happening around us. Lord, help us to see. Help us to see that the earth is not full of problems, but the earth is full of Your glory. And help us, Lord, to be able to be a bearer of that good news to the world as well. Lord, I also pray that may You show us, Lord God, how unworthy we are before You, and yet You died for us. Lord, thank You for making us clean. And if the Lord is convicting you of a sinful pattern, okay, or maybe the Lord is showing you, alam mo, kailangan mo pong talikuran itong kasalanan nito, I pray that you will respond to the Lord today and you would allow Him to change you and allow Him to touch you. A last group of people I want to pray for, maybe nandito ka ngayon and you've heard this message and the Lord is speaking to you at hindi mo pa nakikilala sa ang Panginoon at hindi pa isinusuko yung buhay mo sa Panginoon sa Kristo at ang feeling mo kasi baka masusunog ako sa harapan ng Lord. Let me tell you something, masusunog ka talaga sa harapan ng Lord kapag hindi mo hinayaan na siya ay hipuin ka at baguhin ka. And would you accept the Lord Jesus Christ today? Would you accept this gift today? Will you allow Him to change you and make you right before Him? Kung ikaw yun, nais mong tanggapin ng Panginoon at ang kanyang pagmamahal sa'yo, will you just pray the simple prayer with me right now? Alam mo, hindi kanya tatanggihan. Kapag lumapit ka sa kanya, like that leper in the story, He will come near you and He will cleanse you. Say this prayer, Lord Jesus, today, I see na ako po ay isang makasalanan. Pero maraming salamat po dahil sa iyong pagmamahal sa akin, ibinigay mo ang iyong buhay para sa akin. At ikaw ay muling nabuhay at ikaw ngayon ay nakaupo sa trono ng Diyos. Panginoon, panalangin ko po na patawarin mo po ako sa lahat ng aking kasalanan. At gawin mo po akong katanggap-tanggap sa iyong harapan. Pagkaloob mo po sa akin ang banal na Espiritu na siya ring magbibigay sa akin ng kalakasan upang tanggapin hindi lamang ikaw bilang aking Panginoon at tagapagligtas, kundi tanggapin din ang assignment na ibinibigay mo sa akin to preach your good news to people. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kung ipananalangin mo po yung simple na prayer na yon, would you please make sure na sabihan mo po kami? Okay, pwede kang maglagay ng emoji na hand wave emoji or praying hand emoji just to let us know that you prayed that prayer so that we can help you with your new relationship with the Lord. And thank you so much for joining us today. And I just want to pray a prayer of blessing for all of us. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen and amen. Again, thank you for worshiping with us.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.